Russia has dismissed as vague the evidence presented by the U.S. about Iran's alleged supply of missiles to Yemen's Nasrallah movement to use them against Saudi Arabia. Russia's ambassador to the United Nations said that it is unclear if missiles and weaponry used by Nasrallah forces were Iranian-made or shipped before the Saudi blockade on Yemen. Vasily Nebenzia stressed that Yemen has a pile of weapons from the old days and that many countries were competing to supply weapons to Yemen during Ali Abdullah Saleh's presidency. Nebenzia said that there is no case for any UN action against the Islamic Republic. The U.S. has echoed Saudi Arabia's accusations that Iran is arming Yemeni fighters with ballistic missiles. Iran has vehemently denied the allegation. Alexander Azotgan is a professor and editor-at-large at imperialnews.com, who joins us. So you have a case where obviously the evidence is not 100%, scant at best in terms of the details, and yet you have the U.S. that's pursuing that on a large scale in a forum by the name of the U.N., which they control 22% of the budget.
Thanks for your invitation, Carver. It's always good to be with Press TV. My short response to that is, so what? So what that they found one Iranian missile? Like you stated, this could have easily been stolen before the conflict. I think we should go on the aggressive on this. We should go aggressive on this and call on all the weapons that are sold to Saudi Arabia and her GCC partners, which they have dropped on the poor Yemeni people since God knows how long, which have resulted in over 14,000, Yemenis who had died as a result of these weapons that were sold to many of the NATO nations, including United States. I think what's really behind all this nonsense is Washington's consideration, as you said, of several possible UN options for actions against Iran, specifically tightening ballistic missile restrictions on Iran. They are trying to neuter Iran. They had successfully neutered Iran when it came to JCPOA. Perhaps, in my opinion, the worst deal in history when it comes to the Iranians, how much Iranian concession was made. So now they're going after the last bastion, the last tool that the Iranians have to defend themselves, which is their advanced missile technology. IRGC was very smart several weeks ago when they imposed a 2,000-kilometer limit on themselves in order to shut off Netanyahu's accusations that the Iranian missiles could reach Europe. So in that sense, they took a very positive measure. Let's not also forget that Trump's front man in this whole ordeal, in this whole nonsense, is none other than the French president, Emmanuel Macron. So we definitely cannot count on the French when it comes to this veto vote. We really cannot count on the Chinese because they are very much dependent on the Saudi oil. As you stated, I think the Russians are the only ones that can be depended on because they are competing when it comes to the exporting of oil to many countries in the world, including China and Europe, of course.
Do you think that the U.S. wants to take this to a level where that it can use it as a pretext for any military action against Iran?
Of course. One of the major flaws of JCPOA was that the entire line of reasoning, the tit for tat. Not only they're going to use this missile issue, this allegation against Iran, which there's no way they can prove. Not only that, they're going to come in the future and say, if you don't give back the three Iranian islands in the Persian Gulf, we're going to impose sanctions on you. If there's uranium and or plutonium in the deserts off of Isfahan, we're going to impose sanctions on you. This was the flawed line of reasoning in the JCPOA that the Iranians are paying for. Also, the near siege of just about every Yemeni port in the Gulf of Aden, including Ash-Shahr, Al-Makula, Balwaf, and of course the main port of Aden, this is not a joke. The military siege and restriction on what goes into Yemen and what goes out is very calculated, it's very extreme, it's very meticulous. So how in the world, if their case is right, how in the world would the Iranians get these missiles, which are not small, into Yemen? And let's also not forget that this, of course, is the proxy war between Yemen and Iran, between Saudi Arabia and Iran, and the Saudis are behind this 100% to push this case because they are engaged in the proxy war with Iran since 2011 at least, and they're not going to stop. In my personal opinion, the Trump administration and their lunatic UN ambassador have gotten smarter. They are no longer are going to speak on behalf of these sanctions that they want to impose on Iran because of this so-called missile. They're going through the UN measure, and let's not forget that the last time that they took that route, when it came to the relocation of the American embassy to Jerusalem, they were wonderfully humiliated at the UN level. But now they're trying to go through that route because they want to impose UN sanctions against Iran versus United States sanctions.
Okay, very well. Thank you for that. Alexander Azadghan, professor and editor-at-large at imperialnews.com. Thank you.